I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and certainly I'm happy again today, wherever you're listening to your program, to greet you with the gospel of Christ. It's always our pleasure to study with men and women who desire to hear the will of God, and certainly we should all take time to spend some moments with the Bible. Our interest in your souls is certainly genuine. It is when the Bible speaks of belief as a requirement for salvation, doesn't that simply mean to believe that Christ is God's Son? Well, here we find a very important question for all of our thinking. I remember that Hebrews 11:6 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things that are not seen." We all know very well that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is an essential condition to the salvation of those to whom the gospel is preached. Because in Mark 16:15-16, Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned." So it's important that we know, without any uncertainty or obscurity about it, what faith really is. Otherwise, we may not know whether we have it or not. And it's important, too, to know how we may obtain that faith if we do not have it, and how to increase it if we do have it. It's also important for us to understand how faith contributes to our salvation, or we may misapply that thought. Certainly, Hebrews 11:6 also states that without faith it is impossible to please Him. But he that cometh unto God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek after Him. Hence, in learning about this, it's impossible to please God without faith. And so, we need to define what faith is for sure. The Bible does that in Hebrews 11 and gives examples so that there is no mistake whatsoever. But it's so important that we learn these things in order that we may be saved. I want then, in these discussions of this week, to discuss with you what faith is, and also the broadest sense in which it is used, and how faith is acquired, and what must men but believe in order to be saved, and notice the scope of faith in life and what the object of faith is. Now, I believe that will pretty well cover our subject. And so, hence, let us ask, what is faith? In the narrowest sense, it means belief of testimony. If there is no testimony, there is no faith. So, we see that we believe the earth is round and not flat. Why do we believe that? Well, it's the result of evidence of competent witnesses. The astronauts went to the moon. Why do you believe that? Because you saw that evidence upon the televisions and saw it in the newspapers recorded. These are competent witnesses to which we base our belief upon. And then I hear someone say, "Well, do you believe Abraham Lincoln lived?" Indeed, I believe Abraham Lincoln lived. Why do you believe that? Because it's the result of evidence of competent witnesses in the history books. And in noticing these things, I believe likewise that heaven is the home of the faithful. I believe that because of the evidence that is given in the Word of God. The result of evidence, then, in the narrowest sense, is belief of testimony, not necessarily sight or knowledge or opinion, but it is that which is a belief in the testimony which is given.